Rewiring Your Life with Erica Spiegelman and Marcia Stone. Wellness, inspiration, support.
Welcome to Rewiring Your Life. My name is Erica Spiegelman, and my co-hostess with the mostest, Marcia Stone, is here with me.
Hey, everybody. Hey, y'all.
And we have on today two of the most incredible men that have created an inspiring company that you all are going to be very excited to hear about. We have on Cody Levine, who is the co-founder of Twice and the chief brand officer. Twice is a toothpaste company, an oral wellness company, holistic and wellness approached, basically oral care for everybody out there. He and his brother, Julian Levine, who's also the Twice's other co-founder and CEO, both bring so much to this brand through their both of their experiences. Cody was an award-winning marketing executive before this and has always understood how to create and influence people through other campaigns he's done for brands like Bacardi and Grey Goose, AT&T. And over the past 5 years, Cody's also helped bring a revolutionary experience for people with cutting edge science with Twice. And Julian also has a decade of business strategy acumen and visionary entrepreneurship in his background, and he is the CEO of Twice. They're both here today. I want to just get right to kind of talking about how they've started such an incredible company. They're in Target as of this past month. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Really happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much in your background. I don't want to get too much, you know, into, you know, you've both done incredible things before you created Twice. And you're, you know, your father is a renowned dentist, Dr. Jonathan Levine. You've grown up understanding the importance of oral care as it relates to your overall wellness. So how have you guys, you know, how did you come to this idea? Can you tell our audience a little bit how this came to be and what, you know, and how this kind of, you know, has now motivated you to continue to grow this company?
Yeah, it dates back to 2012 when, this is Cody, when I joined my parents on a trip that kind of helped me see the emotional side of dentistry. You know, growing up, you mentioned with the son of sons of a dental professional, the emotional side of dentistry, when you're able to change someone's life by giving them confidence by giving them health, providing the tools to really take charge of their oral health, it was the spark. And we say that that a healthy mouth is a healthy self. And I can't wait to really dig in with you guys because it is all deeply connected. We've been doing nonprofit work for years, helping people who don't have access to care and providing full service free dentistry. And together, Julian, myself, mom and dad, a team of 110 specialists across dentistry and medical, and alongside Lenny Kravitz, Lenny's our third co-founder, we've been doing this work. And it really is life-changing for people who get the service, but also for us who are able to feel what they feel. You know, someone walking into a chair in physical pain or emotional pain around their smile and leaving the dental chair with this new light inside of them. So really, we want to make that light shine bright from the inside out.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, I've seen pictures of what you guys have done with this foundation and seeing people that have never been able to really show their teeth or their smile because they are embarrassed or ashamed and having no, you know, I guess, education to on, you know, or access to dental care and giving them that gift has been incredible to see. I mean, it's really moving, Marcia. I'll send you some videos that I've had in the past that, you know, I've seen that you guys.
I would love that.
Yeah, it's really, it's so incredible. And you guys have done such amazing, amazing things helping people. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and we, you know, on our last time, Jules and I went down to Eleuther, Bahamas with Lenny. That's where he lives, and that's where we do the dental work, the missions. We were there for, it was really more like twice meetings. We were discussing a few things, and I was going around town and checking in with some people, and I run into a friend, a local kid named Kino. Kino is like is in his mid-20s, lives in the Bahamas, lives in the community. And I saw him, and he was holding a floss pick in his hand. And I go up to him, I said, Kino, you know, you flossing? He goes, man, I floss every day. He goes, you guys instilled in me this desire, you know, to take care of myself. So my smile is bright, so I'm happy, so I'm more connected to myself. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is it. To impact, you know, on a local level, the community, and instill some of those life lessons for long-term health and happiness was super cool.
So this is Marcia. I wanted to ask you all, you know, I love what you're saying, because what I hear you saying is, you know, your smile, your teeth, they're not something that's completely separated from your body and your health and your, you know, self-esteem and all those things. So I'm curious, you know, when did you all first start, maybe even not putting the name holistic on it, but when did you all first start to see this dental care and see all this, you know, oral health, et cetera, right? When did it come together for you guys that, you know, it was part of overall health and happiness?
When we started researching around oral care and the products we use every day, you know, 2015, 2016, we launched the business in 2018, actually. And it was really a desire to build a brand and a product that goes beyond the conventional oral care benefits, right? If, you know, if you think about brushing and you're using toothpaste, it's like, okay, I'm going to freshen my breath and I'm going to whiten my teeth. But those are like reactive issues or reactive benefits. We really found an opportunity to go into more of a proactive mindset, right? So thinking about preventative care and, to your point, holistic health, how do I prevent cavities long-term by ultimately, like, sure, using better for you products and also making lifestyle decisions that are different. We started obsessing over the microbiome, and, you know, dinner table conversations as a family was, okay, well, what's causing inflammation and how do you prevent it and how do you make better decisions in your daily? Sure, you know, most dentists will say, okay, don't eat sugar and, you know, soda's not good for you. But, you know, there's a ton, everything's connected from sleep and exercise and nutrition and airway control and being able to breathe through your nose versus your mouth. And I would say in the last two and a half, 3 years, we've really obsessed over this. And what you see today is this oral wellness company that kind of lives that.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like, I mean, you guys really realize the power of the mouth-body connection, and you're kind of educating everybody out there about it. And that's what I love about this, is beyond just a toothpaste. It's just beyond, you know, like that. It's not the external things that we see. It's more about the internal work too that needs to go on, and the education around that as well, which I think Marcia and I, we both work in this field of recovery, and I think what you guys are doing is helping people also recover in many ways. And you know, I wanted to just ask you guys, in recently, you know, you're taking this mainstream through partnerships with retailers across the country, Target, CVS, Amazon. How has that been for you, just as two entrepreneurs that have now created a company? What has this journey been like for you? Is it fun? Is it nerve-wracking? Can you tell, for people out there that are, you know, kind of looking into maybe starting their own, you know, dream or vision?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. This is Julian. To take this narrative, to take this approach, this brand positioning of oral wellness, this idea of really educating around mouth-body balance and being able to provide it to the masses. You know, we identified Target as the leading retailer for us to be distributed, where they are supportive of new brands, where they have a customer that's looking for new and better offerings for themselves, that's focused on their health and well-being. And of course, Amazon, you know, just the absolute largest platform in the world to sell a product. So, you know, the ride has been, it's been great. You know, like Cody mentioned, I mean, it was 2015, 2016 that these missions really led to us actually starting a company. And so it's been a long ride to establish our positioning and to evolve our products in a way where we're able to provide this really holistic platform that people really will be able to live healthier and have the utmost confidence in their smile, both aesthetically and from a health standpoint. So the journey has been, it's been amazing, the highs and the lows, and we're very much just getting started. You know, we just launched this new identity, this bright yellow hued,
yellow, I love
sunshine,
it.
Sunshine, happiness. Yeah. We just launched it. We spent all of 2021 working on it and evolving it. And it's been this really amazing moment over the last 45 days to launch at Target, to relaunch this brand, to evolve from a toothpaste company into this platform of products. And so really we're just still at the launch point, you know, it's still just the beginning, but it's a beautiful journey.
I'm looking at the website right now, and yes, I love the yellow color, first of all. And I just wanted to ask, you know, I'm looking here at the essentials, the complete, and then the extra wide is sort of has all the different things. So can you, I know you can't go into every single detail, but can you just give us and our listeners sort of a, you know, sneak peek of what they're going to find when they're looking at Twice,
your business? Yeah, absolutely. From a product standpoint, what oral wellness means is really about enhancing the formulas and what they offer for you from a benefit standpoint. So when you look at our toothpaste, our floss, our rinse, our whitening products, even the toothbrush that we have, everything is enhanced for this idea of your overall well-being, which is basically the health of your mouth. So it's not just about fresh breath and white teeth. For us, we frankly view those as table stakes these days. All of the products will check the boxes per se, with toothpaste as an example, cavity prevention, sensitivity relief, teeth whitening, gum health. But we take it a step further by really like ensuring that the formulas are made responsibly. They have a high pH to keep the mouth in an alkaline environment. We have antioxidant vitamins, which no other toothpaste uses. The benefit of having those in your mouth is what it does for saliva flow and preventing dry mouth, which is how decay happens, and also really just helps create a healthier environment in your mouth. I think one of the most direct connections to this idea of wellness can actually probably be seen in our floss. You'd probably ask yourself, like, what the heck does a wellness floss look like? So we took a floss. It's literally made from plants. It's made from castor seed oil. It's coated with a vegan wax, and then it's also coated with baking soda. It's the only floss in the world that has this construction. And the idea is it's all about inflammation of the gums, getting deep in there, having the right ingredients. It also has an 8.4 pH. So we continue to tell this pH story because that really helps determine the health of your mouth and how likely you'll be to have decay. So each and every one of the products is really like ensuring that it's made clean. So we don't have any of the junk that you don't need or that isn't good for you. It checks all the boxes, because I think one of our biggest rubs with healthier and natural products was the idea that they didn't really have a lot that worked. You know, you'd be brushing with a natural toothpaste and not feeling clean. It wouldn't have the right active ingredients. So it's kind of this fusion of a healthy, clean formulation with active ingredients and powerful wellness ingredients that really work. And that's what you'll be able to see across all of the products.
Amazing. Don't you?
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, done, sold, yes. Right? It's like, who wants like all these, you know, right. I mean, honestly, a lot of brands are outdated, you know, they're bigger names, but this is the wave of the future. This is where everybody should be with their oral wellness, for sure. So you guys, so when people I know that Marsha, I mean, maybe in your experience too, in recovery, or people that have not been, let's say, focused on their health for a while, and then they get on a healthier path. One of the first things.
Correct.
That I ask people is, have you seen the dentist? Have you taken care of your, you know, your basically oral health? And it's always no. And so I think a lot of people have fear. It's like something that comes up a lot when people are starting a healthier life is they're, you know, getting proactive about their oral health. And I just am curious if you guys have run into this at all. And even in the Bahamas and, you know, what do you think how can we help people relieve some of that stress around addressing their oral health and you know, getting them to see that if we stay on top of it, we won't have as many problems.
Yeah. You know, in our, at least on my side, the most educated people about oral health are those who have either had significant problems or paid a whole lot of money at the dental office. And they're, it's very, you know, they have very real issues that they've faced. And as a result, they're very educated about it. A lot of what we talk about is thinking about oral care, and I should say oral wellness, as preventative healthcare. This is a way to, you know, by taking care of your mouth, you are truly putting yourself in the best possible position to live a healthier life. And so, you know, we're not looking to reinvent the wheel from a standpoint of making it more difficult for you. We're looking to make oral care something that you look forward to, that you enjoy doing, that that not only makes you feel good, but look good and feel healthy. So, you know, when you look at, when you saw on our website, these bundles and these kits, because, you know, the reality is that's what you need. You know, brushing your teeth just does, brushing your teeth does a lot, but it doesn't do everything by any stretch. You know, you have to floss. Only 40% of the country flosses. You need to rinse, you know. If you're looking for a brighter smile, you want to use a whitening product that's safe and effective to use. So, you know, we've created this system, which of course we're super excited to continue to evolve as time goes on with new products and new formulas. But we've created a system from brush, floss, rinse, and whiten that really will allow you to ensure that your mouth is as healthy as it can be. I mean, we spent years on these formulations with that sole focus.
So proud of you guys. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. And I'd add it, you know, it starts with home care before you go to the dentist. You know, we've heard from so many people stories of, oh, you know, a couple years ago, I changed to a fluoride-free toothpaste. And then I went to the dentist and I had 5 cavities and I never had a cavity in my life. And so it really, the dialogue between patient and professional, I think, is really important one to have, because there's a lot of misinformation about what's good, what isn't, what works, what doesn't, what's right for you, what isn't. And so, you know, we formulated our products and we have actually a choice between a fluoride and a hydroxyapatite, which is a fluoride-free formula. And if you get ahead of that and you have the dialogue, I don't think you're going to be scared to go to the dentist, right? I think historically it might be associated with pain. And something that people just end up delaying. Yeah, right. And I think in the preventative care mindset, you know, you walk into the dental office and you know that you're taking good care of your mouth at home. So you're actually excited to see, like, to get the report, you know, hey doc, how am I doing?
Yeah.
And there's so much more to learn now, you know, salivary diagnostics and oral DNA. I mean, you can ask your dentist, my dad does in his practice. They do a salivary diagnostic test and you understand the bacteria levels in your mouth. So are you over-indexing in a certain bacterial strain that actually is a precursor to gingivitis or periodontal disease? So you can take action based on the data and what you're seeing inside your mouth.
Can we back up for just a second? I'm going to ask you, because I've been kind of, you know, to Erica's point, like reading, you can find either sides of any argument that you can think of if you look long enough on the internet. But what is the deal with fluoride versus non-fluoride? Because I hear a lot about this.
Yeah. The simplest way to look at it is it's about consumption and exposure. The real story is in fluoridated water. Topical fluoride that you get through toothpaste is really the only way you should get fluoride. The conversation, and you know, it's not a very Google-friendly word because there's a very loud community that's anti, and it's kind of, you know, we offer the choice, and I think it's an important choice for the patient to make, but. The water fluoridation that happened by the government was basically created to help low-income communities across the country get access to fluoride because they saw rising numbers of caries, dental cavities, and a cavity that goes untreated leads to inflammation in the mouth, leads to an infection, leads to cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, you name it, 120 plus systemic diseases that stem from just simple inflammation in the mouth. So our government saw this and they said, okay, well, we need to get fluoride because it was the known proven way to remineralize and prevent cavities.
Interesting.
And so as you're consuming it, drinking fluoridated water, there were trade-offs. And so the movement against fluoride was really driven by fluoride in your water. And then that permeated to fluoride toothpaste.
I had no idea about that history.
Yeah, the history is fascinating. Anytime the government does something to a public water supply, you know people are going to be up in arms. I think as children of a dentist, you know, you have to just, if I drank a bottle of alcohol in one sitting, it wouldn't look good for me, right? If I had a drink, I'm going to be perfectly fine. And so consumption and concentration and dosage is really the biggest conversation here. The reality with fluoride is that when you're using it in safe and effective levels, which is what's in most toothpaste, and not swallowing your toothpaste or eating your toothpaste, but using it as directed and as you've been taught, you should be perfectly fine. You will be perfectly fine. It's a very important ingredient. It's what helps remineralize the teeth and prevents bacteria. There is an ingredient called hydroxyapatite, which is what we use in our fluoride-free charcoal formula, which also does an effective job remineralizing teeth, but not as well as fluoride. So we want to make sure that we have an offering, you know, the best offering possible for people, depending on what they choose to use. There are certain people that are on prescription strength fluoride, which is like four times the normal level of what you'd get in a standard toothpaste. And that's because they're more prone from a genetic standpoint to decay, to cavities. And I think a lot of this, to some extent, boils down to the fact that people need to understand how serious oral health is. You know, that a cavity isn't just like a painful reaction in your tooth that you need a dentist to drill, but like a cavity can kill you. There have been people that have straight up died as a result of their oral health condition. So I think when you start to really realize the importance of your mouth, of that oral microbiome, you know, you realize that you can't really mess around with this stuff and you got to make sure that you're using what's right for you.
Yeah. It sounds also too, like this is, as everything in health from my perspective, is an individualized, you know, program. I mean, you have to have your own individualized plan. And that's why, like you guys said, it's good to have a relationship with, you know, a provider, a dentist, somebody that, you know, knows you and can tell you what's best for you. Right. Because there's not a one size fits all with anything when it comes to our health. Yeah. I'm so impressed too with the, you know, it's so, isn't this helpful, Marcia, like to actually understand and be educated mm-hmm. around what products we should be using and the chemicals and really helps you build a trust with the brand. Like I trust Twice. Like I trust that you guys have done your research and you have a passion and you have education behind it and you have commitment and you have, you know, this authenticity that shines through. So I really appreciate you guys, you know, changing the world with your oral care. It's really important.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, look, we're just getting started.
What is the next step? What's the next stage that you guys are looking at? You know, Target, that's huge, Amazon. So there's some pretty big things. So what are y'all going to do next?
Marcia, putting the pressure on them.
Product innovation and more distribution. So additional products to kind of care for this ecosystem that is your mouth. We'll be introducing some new categories. We'll be, you know, creating some additional products of categories, you know, we'll be looking to be distributed in more places, all about access. So, you know, Target is just an unbelievable mass retailer. We're looking to get into about 45,000 doors over the next 4 years. So we got a long ways to go.
That's amazing. It's really so impressive
Amazing. It is impressive. And I'm, you know, just from a personal standpoint, I'm proud of you guys and I admire you. I'm just so excited to watch what is to
Absolutely.
Come.
Absolutely.
and support you guys all the way.
So yeah. where can our listeners find you all? If can you tell us your social or social media? Where can they find you for information? Websites?
Yeah, our website is smiletwice.com. That's where you can get our full system: brush, floss, rinse, whitening. And our Instagram is Twice, just at Twice. TikTok, we're on TikTok, Twice Oral Wellness. And you can find our toothpaste nationwide at your local Target. Look for the yellow and feel the brightness. You can't miss us.
You can't miss the yellow. I agree. I love it. You know what I was just thinking, Erica, when we did our little, I don't know what it's called, JPEG or whatever, our background is also bright yellow. I don't know if you remember that.
It is. It is. It's gonna be great when we promote this show. You guys are not going to have to change a thing for your...
That's right. Exactly. Well, guys, thank you again. And at the end of our shows, we always ask our guests if they would be willing to answer what we call the deep dive question.
You guys ready?
Love it.
Let it rock.
Okay. Who's going to go first? Julian, you go first.
Sure.
Julian, what is your superpower?
Taking complex problems and distilling them into simple things.
Wow.
Very
that's
good.
Amazing.
We haven't had that one yet.
No, we have not. I love that.
Okay, Cody, ready?
Yep. My superpower is feeling into the experience with others and having a deep understanding of what they really want, love, and look for. I think the empathy bucket of feeling into people is something that I really love and feel blessed that I get to connect with people like that.
Oh, I love that too.
Love that. Beautiful.
I can tell you guys make a great team. Very different answers.
Are. You good balance.
we're a good duo.
You're a great duo, and we're so happy to have you.
Thank you guys again, and to all our listeners who joined us, thank you so much for joining for another episode of Rewiring Your Life. And until next week, everyone, be well.